It is a sin to be scandalized by our own sinfulness. That's a quote from Thomas Aquinas that I heard today when I was driving with my client. She was listening to a radio station and hearing a sermon. And that rings very true with me, what Thomas Aquinas said. I can't agree with much of what Thomas Aquinas said, but this is absolutely true. It is a sin to be scandalized by our own sinfulness. I said this many, many times to my parish in many, many forms because it's really, really, really important. So I posted it and some people replied to it. And so this is sort of my reply to their reply. I was asked a question, what does it mean to be scandalized by our sinfulness? Well, we are proud people. We don't like the image of ourselves that looks sinful. So we often run away from our sin. We try to hide from it, we try to justify it, or we recognize it and it makes us angry at ourselves or feeling completely worthless and ashamed. Those are all being scandalized by our sinfulness. It's better and more Christian to recognize that we are sinners. This is not a bad thing to recognize. It is good to recognize the truth. It's not morose to recognize it. It's good. It's good to recognize that we are not good guys. We're bad guys. We're sinners. We should be like Popeye and say, I am what I am. But we also must say, I will become what I cannot become. I'm a sinner. I can't stop sinning, except with God all things are possible, and indeed I will stop sinning because God will help me. So we shouldn't spend any time being surprised, ashamed, angry, feeling worthless, trying to hide from our sins. That's all being scandalized by our sinfulness. We're sinners. Let's just admit it. Let's shout it from the housetops, and let's get to the task of repenting. Repentance is not sorrow. It is sorrow that energizes action. The literal meaning of the term is to change one's mind. So, repentance is to be sorry about something and to resolve, with God helping, to make changes. There are many kinds of sorrow that are not repentance. Sorrow that is not godly sorrow. Now, I had someone mention something about that the Protestant background that this person had makes it hard to understand this idea of not of our sinfulness and struggling with the fact that this person sins. Well, to me, the Protestant life, for the most part, talks about forgiveness, but not about healing. We Orthodox, we talk about healing. We're sinners. That's just a fact. It's a fact as much as that there's gravity. But it's also a fact that with God all things are possible and that we are born to become righteous. So God's going to help us do it. So let's not waste any time being scandalized by our sinfulness, hiding from it, being angry about it, feeling worthless because of it. I'm reading the Epistle of St. James right now, because in the church calendar we're reading it, so I try to read it in its entirety if I can every day. And at the beginning of St. James, it really applies very much to this idea that we should not be scandalized by our sinfulness, but instead our sinfulness should be even something that is a cause of joy to us if it points us towards God so that we can become perfect. Listen to what he says. My brethren, deem it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith worketh out patience. Well, what is this testing of the faith? The testing of the faith is when you fail quite often. You're tested and you fail the test. If you're patient, then you get up, dust yourself off, and struggle. You go to confession, you keep the fast, you go to the services, you sing the Psalter, you struggle against your passions. And then St. James says, but let patience keep on having a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. That sums up, basically, the aim of the Christian life is to become perfect and entire, lacking nothing. It's not to be forgiven, it's to be perfected, to be healed. Now, let's say that you don't have any idea how to stop doing a sin, and this particular sin shames you and makes you scandalized with yourself. St. James has the answer. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him keep on asking from God, who giveth to all liberally, and reproacheth not, and it shall be given to him. That's all. So you're a sinner. So you fall into sin. Okay, you fall into sin. Get up, ask from God to help you, and it will be given to you. Of course, St. James goes on to say, let him ask in faith, doubting nothing. So, that's a sticky wicket. How do you learn not to doubt? Well, you learn not to doubt by having successes, is what happens. And by struggling, and by humbling yourself. A proud man will always doubt. A man who's scandalized by his sins, he will always doubt. So just accept. You are what you are. Don't be scandalized by your sins, but just struggle against them. And God will help you. This is good news. This is not difficult. God will help you. St. James says another thing in the first chapter. But each is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own desire. Then after he conceiveth the desire, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, after it is fully formed, bringeth forth death. This is describing the sinful creature and the mechanism by which we sin. There's desire, and when we allow that desire to ferment, it brings forth sin. So, let's not be surprised. We have bad desires, we have bad thoughts, so therefore we're going to have sins. Let's not be scandalized by them. Instead, let us rejoice that God will help us. This is the key to victorious Christian living. So, we Orthodox Christians can completely agree with Thomas Aquinas when he says, it is a sin to be scandalized by our sinfulness. Instead of being scandalized, let's just repent, let's be sorry, and let's struggle. And if you don't know how to struggle, then get some help struggling. Talk to your pastor, read the scriptures, especially the Psalter and the Gospels. Struggle against your sins by fasting a little bit better than you've been fasting before. And not having some sort of log that says, okay, I do these things, this thing, and this thing, and this thing, so therefore I should be doing pretty good now. It's not any kind of contest to see if you've done enough. God will help you. St. James says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and he will give. If you sin, which is certainly lacking wisdom, ask of God, and he will help you. That's all there is to it in the Christian life. It is very simple, not easy, but very simple. God help us.